Moshe and Aaron command the Jewish people. That's what the Torah says. And then, right afterwards, it doesn't tell us what they command them. But what, in fact, does it tell us? It says that they then list off all the generations, particularly the family of Levi. And one possibility of why Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are mentioned here is because they had not received real brachot from Yaakov Avinu. So this was sort of like the Torah's way of giving them like a little bit of a bonus. Kind of evens the score a little bit and says, oh, it's going to be all right. And so that's a beautiful explanation. But it doesn't explain, though, what the connection is with Moshe and Aaron commanding the Jewish people. What is the command there? The Iturei Torah offers a beautiful explanation, I believe in the name of the Sfas Emes. And this is what he says. He says that what did they command the Jewish people? They commanded the Jewish people that they were from Zerah, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Which ultimately means that they're from Zerah, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. When the Jewish people found themselves in Mitzrayim, and they looked in the mirror at themselves, what they saw was nothing terribly impressive. It was such a long journey from once upon a time being the Bnei Yaakov, from once upon a time being the Bnei Avraham and Yitzchak. And they probably asked themselves, why do we deserve to even be redeemed? What would be the purpose? We're non-redeemable people. And that, when it becomes your thought, makes it really, really hard for a person to look in the mirror and say, I'm deserving of anything special. The command that Moshe and Aaron give is a reminder. Look who you are. Look where you came from. You really deserve to be redeemed. Because after all, you come from this rich lineage of good, good people. I think often we find ourselves wondering, like, why me? I'm really not worth all that much. I'm really not so special. The commandment that Moshe and Aaron give is a commandment for all of eternity. The Jewish people have to look in the mirror and say, even if I on my own don't feel I'm worth much, but look at my rich line of ancestors. Look who these people are. We are deserving. We are worthy. We have value. That's what the Torah is telling us. And that's what Moshe and Aaron needed to let the Jewish people know. You've given up hope and said, what's the purpose of all this? Comes back Moshe and Aaron and says, oh, there is purpose. Purpose is that you guys have inherent value. Have a good day.